producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, 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 everyone out there listening to my voice. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours till 4 p.m. Central. You can catch us every day during the week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. And we've got quite a show for you. Next segment, we're going to have Paul Watson coming in through Skype, the magic of Skype, from across the river. We're going to be talking about Ebola. I have a whole plethora of information on Ebola that we're going to be covering, from the government's preparation that they're not telling you about to the fact that they've known this thing can be airborne. And for at least 25 years, they've known this. And we're going to go over all that coming up. We've got quite a show for you. We're going to be covering the latest ISIS news. If you don't know, the ISIS has released a third professional quality beheading video. This guy is a Brit. We're going to be covering that and what it means. They've released tons of videos before of them capturing Syrians and Iraqis and cutting their heads off and decapitating them. But these videos that really don't show any of the brutal carnage of it seem to really hit home with the American public and the government. There's the article today on Infowars.com. There's yesterday. Video: ISIS reportedly beheads a British aid worker. And then they bring up another one saying they're going to do him next. In Ebola news, we have four doctors now in the United States who two have recovered. One's in Atlanta. One's up in Nebraska. So they're importing this stuff everywhere, just as Alex Jones predicted. They're going to be importing Ebola all into the United States, and they're literally flushing the waste down the toilet into the public sewer system. We're going to be going over that. In addition to ISIS, we've got a little bit of NFL news I might cover. We've got both sides of the aisle coming back with ISIS saying, we got to attack, we got to attack. So this is both sides ramping up for war. You've got it in Britain. People who were normally for individual sovereignty and freedom, people like Nigel Farage, are now saying we have to give up our liberty for security. And that's going to be the call as we march towards this global new world order. Like I said, I'm Rob Dew. This is my first time to be hosting the show like this. I'm very honored to be doing it. Just a quick bio about myself. I've always been a person that's liked to look behind the curtain. And back when I was in college, I picked up these two books here. One's None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. And the other one is Who Runs Congress? And that was from the Ralph Nader Congress Project. Both books were instrumental in my waking up to what's really going on, not the left-right paradigm that most people are caught in, but to the global crime syndicate and how it operates here in America and how it operates worldwide. It's not just here that it's operating. It's going all over the place. We're going to have quite a show for you today. Like I said, Paul Watson's going to be coming up in the next hour. And if anybody knows about Ebola and where it's going, it's Paul Watson. He's been on this since the beginning. We've been writing articles about Ebola for a long time here at Infowars.com, trying to show the progression of this. And one thing I want to go to here in a second is this video model that has been coming out. That it came out on the 10th of September. There's a video model showing how it would spread, and now they're saying it's going to kill about 5 million people. Well, in this model, and you guys can bring it up anytime, if you're watching on Prison Planet TV, .tv, you can see it. It starts in Africa. When it comes over to the to our hemisphere, it starts in Cuba. And it's interesting that Cuba has just sent a bunch of doctors to go help. And then it moves into Florida and then into the United States through Miami. So that's very interesting how this model took into account all this stuff. And it's really looking at, it's pretty scary how this stuff is all going to spread. And we're going to be right back. 1 minute break. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We're going to be back with Paul Joseph Watson talking about Ebola and a whole host of issues that you should be concerned about. So call your friends. Get ready. Strap yourselves in. It's going to be 2 more hours. We'll be right back.
water table.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be here till 4 p.m. Central. You can find us at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com/show. If you want to watch our free live video feed, and we're going to have some video clips here that you are going to want to see if you are near a computer. Call your friends, let them know to tune in. And we have on the line via Skype over across in England, it's Paul Joseph Watson, writer of PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and somewhat of a video star now. He's making his own videos, putting them out there, putting the information out there. And let me tell you, if the future is, if I can gain anything from watching my children, they love to watch little videos on YouTube. That is the way we're going to wake up a lot of people. And my kids bring me stuff all the time and show it to me. Because once you've implanted the seeds of freedom and liberty, there's no stopping it. And that's all we have to do is plant a seed. That's our job here. And that's what we do here. Paul, how are you doing today?
Good, Rob. Good to be on the air with you today.
All right. Well, let's get right into Ebola. We've got four doctors now killed in Sierra Leone. We've got four doctors that we brought here into the United States. Where's all this going?
Well, it's going towards hopefully answering the question, which I've had since the very beginning when this started and when I started writing articles and making videos about it, which is, why are all these health workers being infected with Ebola? Of course, we're told that this strain, which is a new strain of the virus, can only be contracted by exchanging bodily fluids. So the health workers actually touching the bodily fluids of the Ebola victims. Now, you've seen the hazmat suits that they wear, the precautions that they take. Obviously, they go to extreme measures to prevent that from happening, not just the doctors in Africa, but the American doctors who have taken the same precautions and still caught the virus. So now the WHO, for example, reports today or a couple of days ago, unprecedented number of medical staff infected with Ebola. The outbreak of Ebola virus disease in West Africa is unprecedented in many ways, including the high proportion of doctors, nurses, and other health workers who have been infected. So 240 health workers in these West African countries, Guinea, Liberia, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, have been infected with Ebola, and more than 120 have died. So again, this raises the question, if they're taking all these precautions to prevent the exchange of bodily fluid to catch the virus, then why are they contracting Ebola? Unless this new strain of Ebola may, at least to a limited extent, have gone airborne, because we know the 2012 study, which we cited many times from Canada, they took pigs who were infected with Ebola, put them in a pen with monkeys that was separated by a wire fence, so no direct contact between the two species. And basically what happened, most of the monkeys contracted Ebola via the respiratory system and died from it. And that was back in 2012. So they proved back then that Ebola had gone airborne between these two species, at least to a limited degree. So now, as far back as 6 weeks ago, we were asking the same question. We were called conspiracy theorists for doing so, I appeared on CBS radio with Dick Morris on August 6th last month. And then a couple of days after that, CBS local news came out with a story saying conspiracy theorist claims Ebola may be airborne, which is interesting because as of 2 days ago, Michael Osterholm, who is director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, wrote this big op-ed in the New York Times in which he said that basically health workers and experts are loath to consider, they fear even considering the fact that, quote, Ebola virus could mutate to become transmissible through the air. So now, 6 weeks after we first talked about it, we're getting top experts saying the same thing. We were called conspiracy theorists at the time for saying this. Now, top experts, doctors, medical professionals are starting to ask the same question, which is, has this new strain of Ebola gone airborne? Because it's unprecedented in the amount of people that it has infected. In fact, Michael Osterholm said that, quote, the current Ebola virus's hyper-evolution is unprecedented. There has been more human-to-human transmission in the past 4 months than likely occurred in the last 500 to 1,000 years. Each new infection represents trillions of throws of the genetic dice. So this is completely unprecedented, which is why we're asking the question, has it gone airborne, at least to a limited extent?
Well, Paul, before you go any farther, we've got a video clip that I found over the weekend, one of our excellent tipsters. I mean, we've got so many tipsters out there that just send us tip after tip after tip. This one is from a NOVA program that aired in the mid-90s, but it talks about an incident that happened in 1989 here in Virginia, and it's between air transmission of Ebola between monkeys. And you guys got that clip? Let's roll it.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. Residents of this Washington, D.C. suburb had no idea that one of the world's deadliest viruses had emerged in their midst. In a primate quarantine unit in Reston, Virginia, monkeys in one of the holding rooms suddenly began to die. Secretly, a military team entered the quarantine unit and killed all 60 monkeys in the infected room. The crisis heightened as monkeys began to die in a different room. It appeared that the virus was moving through the ventilating system. In response, the military killed all 400 monkeys, ending the outbreak. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air. Had it been lethal in humans, it could have been catastrophic.
There you go, Paul. So this has been on the radar since 1989, at least with the military, secretly, because no one else knew about it. I mean, what do you have to say about that?
Well, that's amazing, of course, because, I mean, we had the Canadian study, but that was only from 2 years ago. So to hear that it's, you know, at least one strain between two species of monkeys has been airborne since 1989 is, again, it's shocking. And this is what I've said over and over again. You know, I can talk about this until I'm blue in the face. I'm just a journalist. I'm just writing about it. I'm not an expert on it. We need actual experts and infectious disease specialists to be looking into this possibility, because it seems like it could be a good explanation for the aggressiveness of how this virus has spread. But as Osterholm said in the New York Times the other day, they're kind of scared of yelling fire in a crowded theater because they think that it's going to cause hysteria and mass panic, which is interesting because, you know, the pharmaceutical industry normally loves hysteria and mass panic because it sells drugs and it sells vaccines, which is what we saw in 2009 with the swine flu outbreak, which was very different, of course, because they already had the vaccine lined up and they created a huge, huge scare. I mean, at the time that there was talk of troops on the streets and martial law, and this was in the newspapers every day, and they had the vaccine lined up. Probably millions of people globally took the vaccine, which was completely unnecessary. Swine flu was only really a danger to sick people, young people and the elderly. So the majority of the global population was under no risk whatsoever. But they sold this drug in huge quantities, and it was engendered off the back of hysteria created by governments and the pharmaceutical industry, which we're not seeing in this case, because they've been very slow to develop a vaccine or a drug to treat Ebola, which many people have suggested is because, you know, basically people don't give a damn about black people in Africa dying from this, and it's kind of, there's no profit in it. In fact, we've seen top experts come out and admit, Dr. Ben Newman said, I think it was to Bloomberg, quote, there isn't enough panic to justify a cure. So there's not enough money in it to justify intense research into vaccines and drugs. So basically they're just going to let it proliferate. And now we've got other experts, as I reported on Friday, and this was quite a bizarre story because they changed the story after we reported it. This was Jonas Schmidt-Chanasit of the Bernard Nocht Institute for Tropical Medicine in Hamburg. He told Deutsche Welle that it would kill 5 million people, and we can get into that after the break.
That's right. We'll get right back to that. And we do have somebody developing a vaccine with the help of the Gates Foundation. Don't worry. They're going to come save us. And we're going to have all that right after the break. It's InfoWars.com, The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower. Or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV.
Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is asleep.
German virologist claims it's too late. Ebola's going to kill 5 million people. At least. West African health centers cannot keep up with the Ebola outbreak. Ebola outpaces global response, World Health Organization says. But don't worry. We've got Bill Gates coming to the rescue. He's going to give $50 million to fight Ebola. Then we have GlaxoSmithKline, who has a vaccine that's been fast-tracked for clinical trials. GlaxoSmithKline. These are the same people that in 2012 were fined only 400,000 pesos for killing 14 babies in Argentina for tests they did on an ammonia vaccine. So I guess we can all be assured that since it's GlaxoSmithKline, they're going to do good at making this Ebola vaccine. And one more thing, Paul, did you see this over the weekend? This was published on September 12th. Lakeland Industries announces global availability of hazmat suits for Ebola. And the president and the CEO of Lakeland Industries came out and said that the State Department had put in a bid for 160,000 suits. The State Department is getting 160,000 hazmat suits to protect from something that now might even be going airborne. Paul, what do you make of all this madness?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, 160,000 suits, and it's the State Department that's making the purchase. You would think that it would be the CDC, but that suggests it's some kind of national security issue.
Or a health aid organization that's going to send people to Africa. No, it's the State Department.
Exactly. I mean, that's concerning, and it ties into what we've reported before, which, of course, probably about 6 weeks ago, Obama signed this amendment to an executive order, which was originally signed by Bush to deal with SARS, to forcibly detain Americans who show signs of respiratory illness, merely signs of respiratory illness. And then we already had the CDC measures, which were in place before that, which allowed for the quarantine of, quote, well persons who, quote, do not show symptoms of the disease. So, again, it's this medical martial law scenario. You've also got the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, which the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons warned could turn governors into dictators. That's another quote. So you've got this system that's already inbuilt and ingrained, ready to be turned on in the case of a pandemic of this nature. And, yeah, that's of concern. The State Department buying 160,000 hazmat suits with this Ebola virus raging, with speculation that it may have gone airborne. So it's of extreme concern. And then you mentioned Bill Gates, which reminded me of the whole eugenics angle. Dr. Charles Arntzen, head of the Biodesign Institute for Infectious Diseases and Vaccinology, and he was one of the guys who worked on the experimental Ebola treatment, which the two Americans who flew into Atlanta received. He joked at a conference, I believe it was a couple of years ago, that the key to solving overpopulation was to create a genetically engineered virus that could kill 2 billion people. And these are the people that are creating the very vaccines which are going to be doled out to people if this hysteria gets any bigger. And he's joking about, oh, we need a genetically engineered virus to kill 2 billion people to solve overpopulation, which we know is a complete statistical lie if you actually delve down into the figures.
Right. Global and Bill Gates population is going to decline. Before you keep going, Bill Gates has gone on television with TED TV putting his little equation up there that says one of these things has to go to zero, and it's people that are going to go to zero. That's what he wants to see. I mean, that's it. I mean, Bill Gates is a eugenicist. His dad was part of Planned Parenthood, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, it would seem. But here's another interesting fact that these patients were bringing in to the United States, these doctors. they're just flushing the waste down the toilet. Atlanta's news agencies have revealed that Ebola's patient waste, including feces and urine, are going into the city's public sewer system. They say there's no risk of infection to the general public because their waste management practices will kill any viruses flushed into the system. Does that make you feel? Does that make you feel any safer? What if a pipe bursts?
I can't imagine that they've had that much experience in flushing Ebola out of the waste system. It sounds like it would be unprecedented, so I wouldn't have complete confidence in that. But even just the fact of bringing these infected doctors into America, I mean, Dr. Bob Arnott, who's an infectious disease specialist, said, quote, there is no medical reason to bring them here, especially when you see how well Dr. Bradley was, because they had the same drug, the exact same drug, over in Africa. So why was there even a need to put anybody at risk by bringing them into Atlanta? Some of the speculation was centered around the fact that the CDC had a patent on a strain of Ebola and a vaccine already ready for it. So that was why they were bringing them into the country. I'm not sure about that, but even the top infectious disease specialists have questioned why they need to bring them into America in the first place when you can treat them with the exact same drug in Africa. I remember SARS patients were brought into Canada from Asia in 2003, and they ended up infecting 400 people and killing 44 people as a result because they brought them into the country when it wasn't necessary. So it really doesn't make a lot of sense.
And if you don't believe, Paul, that the CDC has an actual patent on Ebola, there's a global research article from August 6th that I'm bringing up on my computer over here that you guys can pull up. A weapon of mass destruction. And that might not even be the article. This article is why it's a different article, actually, from August 3rd. And why do the U.S. Centers for Disease Control own a patent on Ebola? And it's called Ebola Bun. And I'm even going to give you the patent number. If you don't believe me, it's CA27415-23A1. There's the patent number right there. And it was awarded in 2010. There you go. Very interesting. So the CDC owns the patent on it. Maybe they wanted to see if this was their strain of Ebola that's out there. And another thing people don't seem to be too concerned about it. If they decide to crack down and round people up and do this with, grabbing, it's like this. When I was in Chicago, we were accompanying the National Guard who were doing hazmat recovery rescue operations for a biological pandemic that had happened. They were also going after gun owners, which they were calling terrorists. But they were going after these people, and one of the exercises they had was taking place at a sports stadium. And there are sports stadiums all over the country. You got high school, you got college, you got professional. You have plenty of sports stadiums in this country. And they were going to use these stations as staging grounds, A, and also places to round people up, which we saw in Katrina with New Orleans. So this is not unprecedented. These are all over the place, and anytime they want to pull the trigger and say, hey, come here if you want to get your vaccine, bring it on in. Come on in. We got a place for you to stay, but then you're never going to get out. They didn't let those people out of the Superdome for almost a week. And that's where this stuff could go if it does get loose in the United States, which begs the question, why are we bringing these people in? Why not keep them offshore? Why not build a medical boat if you want to treat these people? Why not do that? A lot of questions going on with this, and we're going to finish up with this in the next segment. We're also going to start taking your calls towards the end of this hour, and I'll give out that phone number in just a second. And we're going to be with you here till 6 p.m. Central. I made a mistake earlier. Sorry about that. 6 p.m. Central. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Riding shotgun with me is Paul Joseph Watson. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. o'clock free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN radio network.
Welcome back, my friends. It is the Alex Jones Show. This is Sunday, September 14th, 2014. We are live about another hour and a half. I'm your host, Rob Dew. I'm joined with Paul Watson, writer of PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. If you don't know me, I'm the news director over here, mainly for the Infowars Nightly News. I run that crew, the reporters, keep them busy and send them out on missions, one of which they just got back from New York during the 13th anniversary of 9/11. You guys can punch this up here. I want to show you two videos here on the Alex Jones channel. This is something that I spend a lot of my time on, youtube.com/the Alex Jones channel. We got two videos right now that are going viral. One is from the Nightly News on Friday, and this is Darren McBreen's piece, Shocking Demonic Photos of Obama, and it shows him literally with devil horns. Really scary. And if you think that this is, oh, well, he just happened to be set up that way, they pay people hundreds of thousands of dollars to make sure stuff like this doesn't occur. And they pay people hundreds of thousands of dollars to make sure stuff like this does occur. So let me tell you, that's a message right there. There's your demonic president. And the other one is 9/11 firefighter blows WTC7 cover up wide open. That's an interview that Leon McAdoo did with firefighter Rudy Dent, who was off that day of 9/11. But after the towers collapsed, he raced over to his fire station. Him and his boys commandeered a mail truck and went in there to help rescue people. And he actually saw explosions happening at WTC7. He saw molten metal, things that he cannot explain as a firefighter, and one of which is how the building collapsed. This doesn't happen regularly. In fact, the only time it's happened because of a fire is during 9/11. So you don't have to – don't beat me up about it. Go look at building structural integrity. Go look at office building fires that have happened. There was a fire in Shanghai, China a few years ago that burned for over 24 hours and did not collapse into its own footprint. So that stuff just doesn't magically happen. It has to be planned. So that's an amazing interview with Rudy Dent. You can see that 9/11 firefighter blows WTC7 cover up wide open. And we've got a few things on there, a few of our little playlists. You see Joe Biggs crossing the Rio Grande in El Paso, our adventures in Ferguson. Lots of stuff up there on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. But one way you can support us is by becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, which we have all the same stuff that you see on the Alex Jones channel, but you can download it. You can spread it around. We've got the day show, the nightly news, our special reports. We have some movies up there. Alex has made dozens of documentaries. I helped make a couple of them, one of which is Police State for the Rise of FEMA, which I was a co-director on back in we released that in 2010. And just an amazing wealth of information that you can access for just pennies a day. And you can use your username and password and share it with up to 11 people. You can have 11 of you on right now watching the show, watching the videos as we pull them up. Did you see the video that we showed from the NOVA presentation where they're talking about how this Ebola went airborne through the ventilation shaft? Okay, this stuff is happening right now. No one can explain how it's spreading. No one can explain how these doctors are getting sick. When these doctors go in there, they are wearing hazmat suits. They are spraying themselves down with Lysol and chlorine. There is no reason for this many doctors to be getting sick. We've just had our fourth doctor die in Sierra Leone, and we've got four doctors here, two which have seemed to have recovered, and two which are still sick, one in Atlanta and the other in Nebraska. So we've just brought it to the middle of the country. Why not? And they're flushing it all down the toilet. All the waste is going down the toilet. So I guess they think they've got it under control. Paul Watson, let's finish up on Ebola. And I want to play that clip again from the NOVA presentation in case people missed it, because we did play it earlier in the show. And I think people need to hear this, that they've known since 1989 that this thing can go airborne. So, well, how would you like to finish this up?
Yeah, I just want to mention, I wrote a story on Friday about this German expert from the Institute of Tropical Medicine in Hamburg. He basically gave some statements to Deutsche Welle, which is a major German publication. He said that the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone and Liberia would only burn itself out when it's infected the entire population of those two countries and killed 5 million people. And he basically said that all hope is lost for those two countries and that it's too late. What's weird about it is literally within an hour of me publishing that report on InfoWars and giving it a headline worthy of the quotes that were actually in the article about 5 million people dying, they changed not only the headline of the article, but they removed the quotes from the article from this expert saying that 5 million people would die in Africa as a result of Ebola. And there was no formal retraction. That's the thing. If you change a news article after the fact in such a major way, you know, this wasn't a spelling error or something. It was a major retraction. It was a change of the headline, removing quotes.
That's right.
You normally have to announce it.
You put a note saying, hey, we made a mistake. He didn't actually say 5 million. He said 200,000, which they didn't put that as a retraction. They just left it. They just removed it. It was, I guess, a piece of 1984 jargon. And what's interesting is that they say this thing's going to double in about 2 weeks. So they say 20,000 people could be affected here by Friday, but then that's going to double. And this thing just keeps going on and on and on. And they have no way to really stop it. there's no supposed vaccine, if there will ever be a real vaccine, if it doesn't help spread it. And I find it interesting, too, that as soon, and I was watching this months ago, when it first started happening, the villagers that they were treating were attacking these medical centers. They were saying the doctors were helping spread this. They were accusing them of it. Now, I don't know if they were, or if it was just this case of them being superstitious. But I find that very interesting that the villagers were freaking out that these health workers were here and that the virus just kept getting worse and worse. Now, it could be a coincidence. It could be. But I don't know. What do you think about that, Paul?
I don't know, Rob. It's bizarre. There's also a story about a black market treatment for Ebola, which is now circulating in Africa, which the WHO and the other health authorities are trying to clamp down on and eliminate. So there's obviously a lot of concern from people in Africa that if there is a treatment for this, which we know they've been working on it, that they're not getting proper access to it. So now they're having to go to the black market to try and get something which, I don't know, it may or may not work, but the WHO is keen to clamp down on it. So there's a lot of bizarre things going on behind the scenes. And again, with the media aspect, there's a lot of massaging of the message. I mean, we know the CDC has been very reluctant to release any information on suspected Ebola sufferers in the United States, and obviously that's the same in Germany and across the board. But also, I wanted to mention the advisory that the CDC put out to the airline staff to provide surgical masks to potential Ebola victims in order to, quote, reduce the number of droplets expelled into the air by talking, sneezing, or coughing. Not use compressed air, which might spread infectious material through the air. So at least to some extent, they're also concerned about it spreading through the air. And this was an advisory that was put out months ago and is still in effect. So again, it goes back to the speculation of whether it's gone airborne and that it's not just contractable via exchange of bodily fluids.
And we've got the video clip from the NOVA program in the 90s talking about an 89 secret monkey eradication program that the United States government underwent. Let's go to that clip real quick.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. Residents of this Washington, D.C. suburb had no idea that one of the world's deadliest viruses had emerged in their midst. In a primate quarantine unit in Reston, Virginia, monkeys in one of the holding rooms suddenly began to die. Secretly, a military team entered the quarantine unit and killed all 60 monkeys in the infected room. The crisis heightened as monkeys began to die in a different room. It appeared that the virus was moving through the ventilating system. In response, the military killed all 400 monkeys.
There you go.
Ending the outbreak.
The military was involved in covering up an airborne transmission.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like
stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time.
That's right, we don't have much time here on this earth, so we need to spend it wisely. We need to look at ourselves in the mirror and man up, and when there are problems out there, we need to confront them. That's how you got to live your life. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew, riding with you for, I guess for the next hour and 10 minutes. It's going to be Paul Joseph Watson as well, riding shotgun. We're going to take your calls coming up at the end of this segment. We're going to start taking your calls. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. You can call us in with your questions on Ebola. We're going to start talking about ISIS here in a second. Even a little NFL on NFL Worship Day. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFL's FBI contingent. They have a whole department dedicated to covering up scandals. Does it surprise you that these people also work with the federal government to get you on Obamacare and take away your guns? Doesn't surprise me. Well, we might get into some chemtrail news. There was an interesting article that came out in CBS. It was on Drudge Report about a mysterious streak of light in the Bay Area that morning. People were talking about it, and it reminded me of an article we posted on Friday. And we'll get to that coming up in the next hour. Paul, we've got some interesting stuff going on with ISIS. A few days ago, the entire ISIS opposition was blown up in an explosion. How convenient. They were all sent to Mustafar. And Anakin Skywalker came in with a lightsaber and just started slicing and dicing. And then I guess blew up the station. I mean, at least that's how it happened in Star Wars Episode 3. What do you make of that? The entire leadership is just decimated with a bomb. We got the footage running right now if you're watching on Prison Planet TV of Anakin about to take care of the guys who were supposed to be on his side. Yeah. There he is, taking care of them. Paul, what do you make of all this?
I mean, that was a really bizarre story. I know these rebel groups like to blow each other up on a regular basis now. There's a lot of infighting, but it was quite bizarre that this mystery explosion just wiped out all of them. There's also a really interesting article on ISIS called Path to War, Then and Now Haunt Obama, which is a New York Times article, the top of drudge at the moment. And there are several interesting quotes, including about these beheading videos, which we can move on to a little bit later. But in terms of ISIS and the strike on Syria, which we saw introduced last week in Obama's speech, or earlier this week, it's now come to light that before he gave that speech on Wednesday night, Obama met with basically the CFR and Zbigniew Brzezinski. Now, remember, Hillary Clinton admitted that the CFR was located just down the street from the State Department because it gives the State Department its orders. It runs U.S. foreign policy. So hours before Obama gave this big speech on ISIS and how he's planning to conduct airstrikes in Syria, which, of course, he failed to do last year, he's meeting with the CFR. And he's also meeting with groups of columnists and magazine writers for a, quote, discussion. Hours before he gives this major speech, he's meeting with all these editorial writers, media heads from the New York Times, Washington Post. And it's obviously to massage the message on ISIS. We saw this with Bush numerous times before he gave major foreign policy speeches. He would meet with the New York Times and the Washington Post hours beforehand to basically instruct them on how to craft the narrative, craft what he's trying to push, the propaganda he's trying to manifest and project onto the American people. And that's state media. I mean, it's a glaring example of how they basically get their marching orders to create the narrative that the White House wants, and then they put it out immediately after Obama's speech.
And, Paul, we did not get invited to this press conference. So that's how I can tell you it's state-run media, because not all the media were asked to come to this. I can tell you that right now. InfoWars is not asked to come and give and sit and take notes and be given fact sheets of the talking points. I'm going to go back to something back in right before September 11th. Remember they killed the commander of the Northern Alliance with a bomb? They had some guys that were going to come interview him, and they killed him right before 9/11 happened and all this invasion. So maybe this is a precursor to another invasion of Syria. Maybe that's what this means. You know, they go in and kill these supposed opposition leaders to bring in a whole new crop of people that we don't know anything about. I didn't know much about these Syrian opposition guys anyway, but now we have a whole new crop of people we know nothing about. Who could be involved in that, and who could pull something off like that? What kind of an operation? Makes you wonder.
Well, I mean, they're arming the Syrian opposition, who are openly defecting and giving weapons to ISIS. I mean, I documented that last week in an article. So the announcement for Obama to send all this aid and weapons to these Syrian rebels was basically fighting ISIS by arming ISIS, because now, as I documented in that article, they're defecting to ISIS, giving them weapons. In fact, the beheaded journalist Stephen Sokoloff was sold to ISIS by the so-called moderate rebels. So now we're backing the allies of ISIS as the US's allies in the region, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, and Jordan, funded, bankrolled, trained ISIS militants in the first place. But going back to this New York Times article, a quote, Obama contemplated the possibility that Mr. Assad might order his forces to fire at American planes entering Syrian airspace. If he dared to do that, you know, if he dared to defend his own country, quote, Mr. Obama said he would order American forces to wipe out Syria's air defense system, which he noted would be easier than striking ISIS because its locations are better known. He went on to say that such an action by Mr. Assad would lead to his overthrow. So Obama is now saying in private, and this has been leaked since, that if Syria dares to defend its own sovereign airspace against American bombardment under the justification of targeting ISIS, that basically Obama will launch a full-scale war on Syria. So it reminds us of the plot back during just before the Iraq invasion, where they planned to fly a U-2 spy plane over Iraq, painted in UN colors, and try to provoke Saddam Hussein into ordering it being shot down to create the pretext for a justified attack. So now we're seeing exactly the same script being repeated in Syria.
Yeah, I think Dick Cheney came up with that plan with the U-2 spy plane. I mean, these people will not stop. They have to have their clone droid armies fighting against each other, and we have to pay for it. And this is just it's the same story over and over again. 10 years later, we're still at the same spot. We're about to go to war with an enemy that we cannot beat, that has no base of operations, that can strike us at any time. And there might even be reports of these guys coming over the border. We don't know. We just don't know what is going to happen. And they've got it. They're arming these guys. They've got it so well orchestrated. And now we have senators like Patrick Leahy coming out and saying, if we go against NSA, well, if we curb the NSA, it could help ISIS. That's from The Hill that just came out. I mean, they won't stop. It's we have to just keep ramping up and taking away your rights, which last week, a guy we've had on this show, and I agree with a lot of what he says, Nigel Farage, one of your fellow countrymen, came out and said we have to give up liberty for security. And we have that video clip, and you guys roll that. Or if you don't have it...
I genuinely believe that if citizens of our countries have been to Syria or Iraq to fight for ISIS or any similar organization, we would be mad, literally mad, to allow them back into our country.
I agree with that.
I can't turn the clock back. You know, I tried 10 years ago to stop this from happening, and I was shouted down. But what we can do is to make sure that it doesn't get worse. And I'm afraid within our own states, we're going to have to be very, very vigilant indeed. And that probably means, and I'm sad to say this, but it probably means giving up some of the liberties that previously we've enjoyed. Well, my previous comment to you, Neil, was that I thought we would have to surrender some of the previous liberties and freedoms that we enjoyed in order to deal with something that is a crisis that does actually, and let's be serious, this faces the very existence of our civilization. You know, there are people out there, no, sorry, there are people within here that want to destroy us. And their main means of communication is social media. And I'm afraid that the state and the services and the authorities that are paid and empowered to protect us are going to have more powers to deal with these people, and they will do it via social media. And I hate to say this, because it seems to me that you know, if I ring you on a Sunday night to talk about the football game or whatever it may be, or we email each other to talk about mutual friends, I would rather live in a world where that was free and private, and we had our liberty. But I'm afraid that we're now in territory that is so, so serious. And I say this not willing for this to happen, but let's just remember that ISIS have said they will launch terrorist attacks.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.